have an army. We have a Hulk.
Hello, and welcome to episode 133 of We Have a Hulk podcast, where we talk all things film, TV, and sometimes very rarely comic books. I'm one half of the podcast, Nicola.
And I'm co-pilot Chris.
And what are we going to be talking about in this week's long-awaited episode?
By no one. We're going to be doing our Home of the Hulks, where we talk about all the things we've been up to since the last episode. Mm-hmm. We've got our Umbrella Academy Season 2 review. We've got an interview with Farley Rakhlavana, Disney's Secret Society of Secondborn Royals.
Mm-hmm. Which is coming to Disney Plus in September.
Interesting, interesting. And then we've got Hulk Topics, which is what, Nicola?
Sorry, I forgot to put this on the notes, didn't I? It's your favourite TV superhero show slash comic book.
Cool.
Since we're talking about Umbrella Academy. Right, let's kick things off with that Home with the Hulk. So what have we been doing, watching and reading and such like over the past month, Christopher?
Right, we went to Jurassic Park.
We didn't particularly go to... Well, it kind of felt like Jurassic Park, didn't it?
No, we went to a screening at Warwick Castle. Mm-hmm. A drive-through screening of Jurassic Park.
We did.
Yes. There were dinosaurs there.
It felt like it, didn't it?
Yeah,
they were... It sounded like it. Peacocks. They're like, caw-caw!
Prehistoric birds.
It was really loud, wasn't it?
It's more like, gah!
Aggressive birds.
Yes.
What did you think of that experience?
I like the idea of it, but it didn't work really too great in practice for me.
Oh, okay. We're just not comfy, or... I think the sound system worked quite well.
Sound system worked very well. You had a little box that you put on your dashboard, which worked quite well. Just sitting in the car for that long was a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's true. We probably should have washed the windscreen before we left.
Well, it got a bit steamy, didn't it?
Well, it was just a bit mucky, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that the screen was a little bit smaller.
I know what you mean.
But otherwise, it was good.
It was good to see
film.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Okay.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
We met up with the guys from Geico at St. Albans for Pokemon Go Day.
Go first,
that's the one. That was quite fun.
That was enjoyable, yeah, I like that. Nice big park, facilities, which was nice.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah, there was a big Pokemon lake, there was some Roman ruins, there was like a woody foresty thing. Yeah, yes. It was good. And we had some waffles, that was possibly one of the best waffles I've had, actually, from Waffle House.
Probably my first waffle experience.
Really? I'm blown away.
I mean, I've had potato waffles, but I don't think that's the same thing.
Not quite. It was very tasty, very nutty. Martin looked like he had a whole punnet of strawberries on his, though, which is quite impressive.
I think we went for the best toppings.
Yes.
Was it toffee?
Toffee sauce, ice cream, and nut sprinkles.
Lots of nut sprinkles, yeah.
Very tasty.
Yeah, that's good.
And yeah, we caught a couple of Pokemon that day. I feel like the second day was a bit better, though. Because I hardly caught any shinies. I don't know about you.
I caught one right when we arrived, and that was it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Swablu.
Swablu. You were like, oh, yay.
Ooh. It was crap, as always. They're always rubbish, the shinies.
Yeah.
Low IVs. But yes, that was that. And then you did a whole load of things.
I did, yeah. Sorry. I went to the showcase and commentary to watch Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. That was my first cinema experience in like 4 months, and it felt so good. The screen was so empty, and it was humongous. I didn't feel... I mean, I think the security measures they put in was really good. I love the showcase. I know Geico makes us laugh because they're saying we have shares in it, but I really do like showcase. I think it's because it's one of the deluxe cinemas, and they have like the reclining chairs and the huge screens.
I mean,
and
I
things.
Had chairs in Cineworld for a while. That was a mistake.
That plummeted.
Yeah,
we're talking about Cineworld. I actually went back there yesterday, so on Sunday, to see The Dark Knight. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. It felt really half-assed, their measures.
Okay, they weren't really trying.
There was like laminated signs everywhere, and then when you couldn't give them the ticket, you put it in like a little plastic tub, and then they took it,
that
and then
weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like showcase, they just scanned your phone, which I'm sure they can do probably. But yeah, no, it felt like they went there, opened up, and that was that. That's all they had the time to do, sort of thing.
They did no preparations. They just put up a few signs. And that's
sort of. Yeah, which was a bit. bit dodgy. But I really enjoyed being back at our local cinema again. It was very good. And The Dark Knight was fantastic, of course, obviously.
Okay.
We had San Diego Comic-Con at home. And this was really good, actually. Well, I think the panels we watched were pretty good. We saw quite a few. I'm trying to think now. So film-wise, we saw Antlers, which was Guillermo. Sorry. Bucking guy. We like what we do in the shadows. I don't know if you understood that reference then, anybody. Yeah, Antlers, that looks really good. Like a horror, sort of folk horror. It's kind of intriguing. I love how much he loves Disneyland as well, right? Yeah, he was like, I had no idea about this guy.
I mean, I knew that he was a great director. I knew, like, he has that thing for doing very practical effects and stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, I didn't. Yeah, it was really interesting to hear some stuff from him.
Yeah, I mean, he watches 3 films a day.
Massive film collection.
What else was there? I think, did he say like 70,000 DVDs or 7,000 DVDs?
Something along that line.
Discs. Yes, yeah. Lots of discs. Yeah, he thinks Coen Brothers are probably the best filmmakers. Probably. So we saw that. We saw Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted. I mean, the Keanu Reeves ones are the best ones for me.
Yeah, Constantine. I think, was it the 15th anniversary or was it the 20th?
It was an anniversary of subscription, I think.
And it was fantastic. Just love
it. We watched that the other day again, didn't we?
Yes.
So good.
Really, really good. The Bill and Ted one was really great. I really look forward to that. Because Kevin Smith did that. The New Mutants, what did you think about the look of that?
Oh, yeah, that's the film one. It looks right.
The X-Men one? Yeah, it looks right. We finally saw some new footage. They confirmed a date. It will move, probably. We'll see. Kind of interesting.
That's the nature of things nowadays.
There were a lot of TV panels as well, so we saw a couple things like His Dark Materials Season 2, which was good, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge is going to be Andrew Scott's voice of his demon, which is kind of interesting. I thought it'd be funny as a fox.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. And then there were a couple of other things. What else did we watch?
The Boys,
that was good.
Yep,
we saw Truth Seekers, is that what it was called? The Nick Frost and Simon Pegg one.
Yeah.
That looked really good.
They all seemed a bit miffed for some reason, do you think?
Well, he wanted his Chinese or whatever he ordered. Nick Frost.
Yes, true. Yeah, good stuff. I actually quite enjoyed it.
Okay, so watching films.
Yes, Constantine mentioned that. Brilliant film. Loved it.
So good. It's been a while since I've watched it, actually.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
I feel like it's really underrated. I feel like more people should have watched it.
It's probably on my top 10 list. Probably on my top 5 list.
I thought it was funny how you were sort of seeing similarities between that and Matrix.
There are a lot of similar shots and stuff in there. It's interesting. I feel like maybe directors work around Keanu Reeves's mannerisms and stuff a little bit or something like that. I don't know why.
You watched Knives Out for the first time ever. What did you think about this?
Yeah, I loved it. Really good film, yeah. Love all that sort of
murder mystery.
Yeah, that's very cool.
A donut with a hole in another donut. I can't even do his accent, that was terrible. But yeah, the donut hole.
It was another donut. Yeah, it was really
good. It's so weird. But to be fair, it could be in any of them, right? Because they're all pretty bad people.
Yeah, I was trying to work it out. I mean, it's fun trying to work it out. But
yeah, it was like a twist within a twist. Because you kind of found out, like 40 minutes in, something, didn't you? And you're like, oh, okay, so case closed. And then you're like, we've got another hour left. What's going to happen?
So what really happened?
Obviously, I watched Lord of the Rings and Dark Knight, and they were both fantastic, and a lovely huggable blanket, as Nate put it.
Bleak, awful movies, yeah. Sure.
Indeed. Project Power we watched, but we can't talk about yet, but...
Oh, okay.
Shortly soon.
Let's move on then.
Yes. Summerland. No, we watched this. Yeah. What did you think?
Yeah, it was a good one. It was about the...
The Blitz.
Evacuees. Mm-hmm. Or a specific evacuee and lady that was very angry. That's a nice story. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
It was a nice heartwarming British romp, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll call it a romp, actually.
Yeah.
No.
Very rompy. Yes.
Yeah, Gemma Arterton was really good. The guy, I don't even remember what he's from. The bumbly one, I quite like him. The older chap, he's quite funny. I feel like he's from Vicar of Dibley or something along those lines.
And it was a little convenient, I felt like.
Yeah, there was a twist that seemed very convenient. Yeah,
for sure, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Palm Springs.
Strange.
Strange. Enjoyable. I loved this film. I thought it was great. Yeah, it was like Groundhog Day, but in America. What am I saying? The first one was in America. I meant like in the desert sort of thing. Oh,
It took me a while to realise what I'm saying.
Boop. But no, it was really fun. It was Andy Samberg and the mother from How I Met Your Mother, and it was just like a timey-wimey reliving the day over and over. Yeah, it was just really good. There was lots of dancing and stuff and some singing. Yeah, really enjoyed it. We watched The Old Guard. This is Charlize Theron film. What did you think about this one?
This is not what I was expecting. I remember Nate sent through the trailer at one point, but I didn't watch it. And then, so I was surprised when everything started happening. Like I didn't expect the like actual storyline. You know, the main storyline.
Okay, I didn't expect a storyline. Right.
You just gave it away. You just bought it.
It wasn't a spoiler. You find that out in like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Spoiler for the 10th minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's based on a comic book, though.
So, okay. Probably quite an obscure one, isn't it?
I think it's Dark Horse or Image Comics.
And, yeah, I did it. It was good.
Okay. Right. I watched How to Build a Girl. You watched a bit of this with me.
Strange film.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. I feel like I should have liked it more. I don't know. Because I really like Bernie. Is that her name? Bernie? The lady from...
Booksmart,
that's the one. She's Thingy's sister.
She was also in What We Do in the Shadows, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. Oh, see, all roads lead back to What We Do in the Shadows.
Whose sister? Oh, really?
Jonah Hill. Yeah. Crazy. No idea. I felt
like it was a little bit kind of making fun of her almost.
The film?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I don't know, I guess that character rather than her, but I didn't.
Yeah, kind of thinking out of Wolverhampton and working class, really. Shall we say. but yeah, that was all the films. That's on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it. Clearly we didn't sell it very well, but most of the reviews are on the website, so you can check those out. So TV, obviously Umbrella Academy Season 2, which, spoilers, indeed, was fantastic. Cursed, which was on Netflix.
Yeah, mixed bag, that one.
Yeah. One episode was good, one episode was bad. That was kind of like the format, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally a bit all over the place. Yeah.
Is it YA? Is it adult?
Yes, bit of a mix.
Yes. I mean, I should have loved this because it was fantasy, but an Arthur sort of legend. But some of the like reveals were just really silly and I don't know.
Seen right at the end of the first episode. I mean, I assume
the wolves. Is that what you meant?
That's CGI a bit right at the very end.
Yeah, oh, bliss batter.
But I assume that they're going to remove that, to be honest. Oh, they probably have already released now, presumably.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was right.
Yep. I watched the first two episodes of Muppets Now on Disney Plus. I love Muppets. Chris, you're not a fan.
No.
Let's put it out there.
Thank you for reminding me.
We know you're not, so. I love Muppets Christmas Carol, Muppets Treasure Island. I've liked the two recent films as well. There was an Amy Adams one and a Jason, what's his name? I'm so bad with names.
Seagal?
Yes.
Really?
They did a film. Did you not watch it? Oh, obviously you don't like it. There was a Ricky Gervais one as well.
Really?
Yeah. Weird. I liked those, but now this, I'm not so sure about, because it's...
For the YouTube generation of kind of like snippets of kind of fun things happening.
Yes.
Short attention span kind of.
Yeah. I mean, each episode is comprised of four different segments, and they're like Miss Piggy's being like an influencer, like lifestyle person. Kermit's doing like a chat show. You've got like, what are they called? The me, the guy. They do like a Mythbusters type thing where they explain stuff.
That's the bit I saw, that's why.
Yeah, I really like that bit.
That was the whole thing.
Oh, okay. No, there's different sort of things. And there's a chef program. Yeah, it's okay. It's just, it wasn't very funny to me. But maybe I'm not the correct audience.
Perhaps.
Yep. So we've been watching Rogue Trip on Disney Plus as well. We've watched about two episodes of this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This guy travelling with his father, and it was crazy. His father got kind of blown up in Iraq, right?
Yeah, he was a news reporter, journalist, mm-hmm. and he got blown up by an IED, I guess. And he completely destroyed part of his skull, didn't it? So he had to have replacement skull put in.
Yeah, it's crazy because he had to learn how to read again and everything, and it was insane. But yeah, he's traveling around the world with his kid, and it's really nice.
Yeah,
and talking about travel shows, we watched Down to Earth with Zac Efron on Netflix.
Yes. I quite enjoyed it. It's not very scientific or anything. It's exploring different topics each week, but it's very kind of
loose. Yeah. A
bit hippie, really.
Yes.
But it was all right.
Yeah.
I had fun with it. So as long as you're not going to take it too seriously, it's
no.
Okay.
But possibly one of the best shows we've watched recently, Warrior Nun!
Warrior Nun.
On Netflix.
Yes.
This was awful, but also very good at the same time.
Well, I thought episode one was awful. Episode two got a bit better, but then it was a bit worrying with the whole YA thing. I thought it was getting a little bit too young adult. And then episode three just completely hooked me. And I thought I was sold. I really enjoyed the show. I felt like it was self-aware enough that it was...
It kind of knew what it was, right?
Yeah, it knew what it was. Yes. But it kind of took its subject matter seriously, but then it kind of gave you little hints that, you know, yeah, whatever. It was good. I enjoyed
it. Yeah. But that cliffhanger, why would you end it there? Apparently there is going to be a season two, so it's fine, but that just irritated me.
It was a very, very strong cliffhanger.
Yes. I have been, we've both been watching some Supernatural.
Yes. We haven't really lately.
No. I feel like with True Blood, we just blitz straight through it, but Supernatural is kind of...
we're about halfway through the first season. So.
There's so many episodes in each series, though, isn't there?
It's probably because you can't see the end, so you're like...
I can't see the end. The light of the tunnel.
Yeah. So with True Blood, you know, it's 12 episodes. You can get through it in a week, like 2 weeks. So.
Supernatural is 22 or something crazy.
Yeah. Yes. Great show, but yeah.
Mm. And I have... I feel like I want Castiel to come in, and I want... not Lucifer, the other guy, Mark Shepard's the aircraft. I feel like it becomes Supernatural when they come into it. Really.
It becomes Supernatural before that, but I know what you mean. You gotta get the band together, you know?
Yes. And I've been continuing with Doom Patrol and Stargirl.
Good.
Yes. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to add in there?
Negativa, I can't remember anything.
Okay, so let's get on with the Umbrella Academy, shall we?
Let's.
Who's there? Diego!
This can't be right.
What the hell did we do now?
What was that?
The end of the world, November 25th, 1963.
And where am I now?
Dallas, 10 days earlier.
It's the amazing Umbrella Academy, which I think was the third most popular watched TV show on Netflix for that year. Was back, obviously, for a second season, because if something's that successful, they're going to make more.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. I mean, they made a second season of Iron Fist, so anything is possible. Joking.
Oh, no.
So this was released on Netflix on Friday, I think the 30th or 31st, one of the two. Anyway, it was back on the streaming service, and following the apocalyptic events of the previous season, Five's time jump sort of scatters the siblings in different time periods in 60s Dallas, Texas. So one lands in 62, another lands in 63, and they kind of all make their own sort of separate lives, don't they? It's quite interesting. Five discovers their actions have caused a nuclear doomsday. So once more, he must reunite the Umbrella Academy to once again try and avert the apocalypse whilst returning them to the present timeline, all the while being hunted by a trio of Swedish assassins on in a day's work for the heroes. So, Chris, what were your initial thoughts of the series?
Right, yeah, well, I really liked season one, but I thought this season was so much better.
Okay.
Yeah, really good. I just liked the whole visuals of it, I liked the time period.
Yep.
I thought that was much more visually interesting, less bleak, in the first season, I felt. And yeah, really into it. It was good. Good story. Everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Really good soundtrack.
Yes.
So,
okay. What about you? I thought you were never going to ask there, Chris. Yeah, no, I love this. I think it's definitely up there as one of my favourite superhero films. Well, it's superhero slash comic book. I just think like it's really, I'll get into it a little bit later, but I love it tonally because it's such a great mix of humour and as well as like actual character. It gets into the nitty-gritty of the characters, and I think that's really great. It's a good sort of...
It's not just one of these fun things now, you know, it's actually got some depth to it.
Yeah, so. Definitely. Okay, so story slash plot. What did you think about this?
Yeah, really cool. I liked how they arrived in the past. Very cool era. I like that whole 50s, 60s vibe, the cars and everything, and the clothes and the look. Very, very cool. Like I said, less bleak.
Oh, hello, Alexa.
Hi, Alexa. What are you up to? She's just... Oh, good. Good.
We got Beverly Hills on.
Beverly. Yeah. All right, where was I up to? I can't remember what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, look good.
It was a bit bamboozling at times, wasn't it? Because you had the, what's the name of the, like, Society of Time Prevention or whatever it was? The Bureau. Time Bureau? Is that what it was called? No, I feel like that's Legends of Tomorrow. What?
Yeah, that sounds
Do you know what
simple.
I mean? The time something. You had, like, all of the siblings' different storylines. You had the funny Time Bureau storyline, and then you had the sort of nuclear apocalyptic storyline, and you also had a bit about the father and Pogo, which was really nice. I feel like there was just more to this series, wasn't there? Like, the first series established the characters really well, and it was a bit... about their trauma in a way of growing up with their father, whereas this one you met the father. I don't think that's a spoiler to say because I think it happens early on, but you find out what an arse he is, and you can kind of see how they are the way they are because of him, right? It's an interesting one. Yes, but I feel like it doesn't last for too long with them by themselves, really, does it? They find each other quite fast, which is nice because, I mean, it's interesting to... I love their dynamics. It's great to see them make their own lives, but it's best to see them when they're all together, I think, because they're just fantastic. I love, especially... It's interesting to see... Obviously, Klaus is... Let's say he is the best, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe. but he's really good with obviously Ben. I love those two together. He's made like a cult, but he won't admit to it being a cult. It's just interesting to see how they've all made their own lives, as I said.
Yeah, I feel like in season one he was really great, and a couple of the others, but a couple of them kind of didn't get as much like screen time or didn't get as much interesting stuff to do. So it was really nice to see like the big guy and
Number one, Luther,
and Allison as well. I feel like they had much more to do, and they're much more interesting characters this time around.
Yep, and Diego. I thought he was really... Because he ended up in like a mental institution, didn't he?
Yeah, because I feel like those three, maybe, they were kind of less interesting last season.
Yeah, definitely.
They definitely got more to do this time.
Yeah. There was also a side plot about the JFK assassination, because, you know, of course...
Interesting time.
Yeah. There were some really interesting sort of themes they explored, which was quite good. So LGBTQ+, they explored that. There was also obviously about trauma and mental health.
Yes.
Trauma, mental health. There was also about obviously the racism in America. And some of those scenes were quite hard to watch because it's kind of happening at the moment. And it's crazy to see how time hasn't changed. But it still manages to balance it with the humour, and it's not a Debbie Downer. It's handled really well, and I really enjoyed how they did that.
Yeah, another dance sequence.
And another dance sequence. That was great. That was really good.
The hairdressers, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't quite as good as the first series, But I don't know. I don't know if you can. Oh, also, we missed out the assassins. the assassin plots. That was interesting.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of, what's that show that Seth Rogen did? Preacher.
Yes, no, I can see that.
Kind of assassin kind of people. And shot in similar ways as well, I felt.
Yes. Yeah, okay, like so characters and performances.
We just did that, though.
I kind of think... kind of thing. I did kind of get ahead of myself, didn't I, there? I'll quickly go for it. Ben was great. Great to see more of him. Really beautiful scene. Klaus was hilarious. And how he, like, quoted TLC Waterfall to these people was just brilliant.
Lines from songs.
Yeah. Great stuff. Number five, a kid. Obviously, a grown-up, though, in a kid's body. He was still an ass. Complete dickhead, but just hilarious. And you really bought it as well, didn't you?
What number was that?
Number five, the kid.
Number five, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought you said number 12 for some reason. I was like, how many were
there? Alison was fantastic. She got so much more to do this series. And
she was much better for that.
Yeah. Diego, again, a lot more to do this time around. Loved the relationship with him and his father. That was interesting.
Yes.
Luther, now, I didn't really like him that much in season one, but he really won me over in this season.
Yes,
I thought he was really good.
That's what I'm saying. I felt like they just had a lot more character moments, a lot more. They really brought you in and endeared you to them. Is that the correct way of saying it? I don't know. It was good. Very good.
Viney was great, Ellen Page. So we had Lila. She was a new addition this time round. Diego's lady friend.
Yes.
She was a really interesting character, actually.
Mm.
A very interesting one to work out, and I won't say any more than that.
Yeah.
But that was interesting.
Intrigue, yeah, sure.
Mm. Yes, obviously the three assassins, they were quite funny. That was interesting.
The cats and everything. Just like little touches that really added something.
Just amazing overall. Yes. I believe. Yes. Okay, the last one, VFX fight choreography and soundtrack. So Netflix released the first 5 minutes, the first opening episode, opening sequence. And to me, that fight scene was absolutely fantastic. I don't know what you thought when they all actually teamed up and you actually saw all their powers and stuff.
Yeah, that was very cool. Very cool.
Was really good.
VFX, great. I think soundtrack is the big standout here, right? It's just really great. There's lots of covers of quite modern songs.
That guy was
really
the best
old ones as well. There was a lot of. There's a really good mix.
Yeah.
And it just really kind of empowered the scenes, you know, really kind of leveled them up, I felt.
Yes.
Which was great.
Mm hmm. Cool. Got to talk about the set design and costumes, though. I think they did a really, really good job. It definitely felt like the 60s.
Mm.
I loved Allison's dresses, I thought they were.
Yes.
Great. Sure. Diego's 60s shirts. I don't know if you noticed them in his longer hair. I thought that was quite funny. Some of the sets and some of the characters were definitely interesting. Can I do spoilers from here? Sure. Should we rate it super quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how would you rate it?
2 thumbs up, really loved it, and looking forward to more.
Okay, wow, that was nice and concise. Same as you, loved it. Fantastic. This and Doom Patrol are my favourite at the moment. I think they're so good. Because there's just a bit more to them, isn't there? So, yeah.
Doom Patrol, there's stuff... There's, really?
Yes! Okay.
Take your word for it then, shall I?
Yeah, I think you should. Okay, so yeah, really enjoyed it. If you like the first season, you'll like this a whole lot more, so go and check it out on Netflix.
I would second that. Yeah, I love this much more than first, so...
So many revelations, right? First, can we just talk about the goldfish man? Because WTF.
Is he in the first season?
I don't know if he was. But obviously the handler was back.
Yeah.
She was planning to overthrow the goldfish bowl head man.
Yeah.
I feel like it was probably in the graphic novel. I've read the first one and it is a bit more gothic than the TV show.
Right.
So it's probably inspired by that, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But that was just crazy. We have got possibly the biggest revelation that their father is an alien.
That was crazy.
That came out from nowhere. What was that all about?
I kind of fit with the show, to be honest. So I was like, yeah, cool. it didn't really even surprise me that much.
Really?
So I was just like, oh, yeah, cool.
He did like a Mission Impossible and ripped his mask off, didn't he?
I guess it was surprising.
Yeah, okay.
So I'd say that it wasn't. But, you know, it's easy to accept, I guess, for me.
They all have a sister, a new sister, shocker. Lila is their sister. She had pretty much all of their powers, right? Which was insane.
True. So. She has some sort of... she can use one of their she can mirror one of their powers or something. Is that how that works?
Is that
how? So she can only do it one at a time or something like that. Right. I think they tried to. They kind of expunged that. What
expunged.
I mean,
expunged exposition.
Expositioned that one a little bit. I think.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah. Ben is dead. He's moved on. That was so sad when he was like, can you hug me when I go? I was like, this is like Casper all over again.
I did like that they brought them all together a little bit and it was kind of like quite heartwarming. And when Vanya was going off to do her thing and they were all like staying behind, I'm like, oh, I don't really, we don't have time for you right now. That kind of made you think, oh no, it's not going to go down this route again.
Yeah.
And then it didn't, which was really heartwarming and nice.
It was funny because they all went into the car and then, what's his name? Luther. He went into the boot, didn't he? And then he just like dragged along.
Yes.
That was great. That was good. And that twist at the end. Obviously, we know because it's Umbrella Academy, things aren't going to go smoothly.
Right.
But there is no Umbrella Academy anymore. Was it called the Swifts or something? The Sparrows, the Swifts? I can't remember. And then Ben is the leader. So Ben is back.
Yes.
And do you think he's going to be the villain in the next season? Question mark.
Not sure. So, but yeah, it'd be interesting. Yeah. It's back in normal time though, which is a bit.
Yeah, I liked the 60s setting.
Like, I like the 60s setting. So cool. I hope they do a good job of that and make it different enough to like reality. That it's really interesting. Like maybe a bit futuristic or something. You know, going the other direction maybe.
So that was pretty much about it. But yeah, there was a lot of revelations, twists and turns. Who was good, who was bad.
Yes, indeed.
Timey-wimey-ness. I liked the bit with number 5 and his older self.
Yeah.
And he kept like throwing up and stuff. Farting. No, it was farting, wasn't it?
Yeah, and a list of things that would go wrong. Psychosis.
Yeah.
Paradox psychosis or something.
But yeah. It was good. I loved it.
Very cool. Good acting.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Entertaining acting. Very well done.
Right. So I think that's pretty much everything.
I believe it is.
Okay. So on to the interview.
Ooh.
So this week we're joined by special guest
Farley Rakutahavana,
who is starring in the upcoming Disney Plus film Secret Society Second Born Royals. The synopsis for this is, it follows Sam's adventures at a top secret training program for a new class of Second Born Royals tasked with saving the world. It seems a bit sort of Sky High / Kim Possible. It looks pretty good. So basically the kind of premise is there's royals, obviously. The Second Born has superhero powers and there's like a school for these guys. And they have to save the world.
So there's royals, as in royalty.
Yes.
Second born.
Yeah, so the second born of the family.
That's interesting. Okay.
So they don't have to rule. They have superpowers. I'd much rather have that. First
born rule.
Yes.
And the second born have superpowers. That's weird. How does that work?
I don't know. It sounds quite intriguing, though. Yeah. So he's starring in that as Matteo. He's also been in Raven's Home, The A-Girl, Nightmare Cinema, The Mick and Nicky, Ricky, Dick and Dawn. So quite a few. I think there was a Nickelodeon TV show. So he talks about the experiences he had in the Disney film and everything we can expect from the film that is coming to Disney Plus in September. Enjoy. Right, well, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
First question. So what was your first reaction when you heard you got the part on an amazing Disney film?
I was actually driving home from school with my dad, and we were both in his big Honda Odyssey. There's a lot of room in there, so when we freaked out, we went crazy. But my agent, my manager, called me on the way home from school, and usually they only call, like, one at a time if it's kind of small news, but they were both on a conference call. So I kind of knew something was up. So when they told me, I had to contain my excitement until they hung up. But once they did, me and my dad, we were freaking out in the car. It was an amazing moment.
Yeah, so you're like, I have to act cool for the moment while I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Right, so you play Matteo in Secret Society of Second Born Royals. Can you tell us a bit more about your character?
Matteo is a shy, awkward, introverted character. You know, he's the complete opposite of myself. I'm a very outgoing social person and I love being around people. And Mateo does not enjoy that as much as I do. And I feel like a lot of his shyness and awkwardness is going to play a big part towards his character arc in the film.
Okay. So how would you say this film sort of sets itself apart from other Disney films?
Secret Society of Secondborn Royals is a completely new concept of story for Disney, I think. It's the idea of having royalty also be superheroes is a concept I've only seen in Black Panther. I haven't seen anybody else do that on Disney, and I really think that's what's going to set it apart, the being royalty and superheroes both at the same time.
I'm pretty sure I've seen the film being described as sort of a bit of sci-fi as well, so that's a really interesting mix, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. Yeah. Everyone's going to enjoy it, and I'm so excited for everyone to see it. It's going to be great.
So how much fun is it to have superpowers in the movie? Because I think everyone dreams when they're a kid, they just want to be a superhero, don't they?
Yeah, exactly that. It's so funny because we all dream of having superpowers, and we fantasize about it. We daydream about it. And the fact that we get to be on set and act out those daydreams and fantasies that we think about on, like, pretty much a daily basis, for me at least, is really, really fun. And it's a little funny to do as well, because it's pretty much just playing pretend. Like, no one sees exactly what's going on in your head on set. You just kind of have to throw your hands around and hope that your imagination can take them there, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least everyone else is sort of pretend acting around you, aren't they? So you don't look as at me.
Yeah. So we're all doing it together. It's just a big game of play pretend.
Yeah. So how did you prepare for the role? Because I'm assuming there's going to be quite a bit of action in this film.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of stunt coordinations that we had to work on before filming. We did a lot of stunt rehearsals and we did parkour training. I think that was one of the most memorable parts of the whole filming process, was the stunt training I did with everyone, because that was so fun. Yeah. We did parkour training, we did archery. There's a lot of stuff that we had to work on before the film, and some of our best memories, I think, was in those stunt training.
Nice. So what was your biggest takeaway you gained from the experience of working on a Disney film?
Honestly, my biggest takeaway wasn't even from the film itself. It was just the reality that being in this business takes patience. You know, it takes a lot of time and work. And now that I'm being considered Disney royalty is so insane, because 5 years ago when I first started, I would have never thought that I would ever be considered a Disney prince, like, in my life. Mm. And now people are asking me, how does it feel to be a Disney prince? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. It's so surreal. And the time that it took me to get here is crazy. I mean, it's not as long as other people. Some people have been working their whole lives and they still haven't reached the places that me and the rest of the cast have met today. But I think my biggest takeaway from this whole experience was that I got here because I worked hard and I was patient. And for everybody else that's going to be reading this or listening to this later on, you know, patience and hard work is going to take you places. And I didn't really believe that myself until now. And I think that's my biggest takeaway.
Nice. And I mean, it's going to be amazing putting it on your CV, isn't it? I was a Disney prince.
Yeah.
So what would you say your favorite Disney film is?
The Lion King.
Oh, wow. That was
the best
one.
Always be my favorite. Yeah, that will always be my favorite Disney film. That one scene, everybody knows which scene I'm talking about, scarred me as a child.
Yes.
Huh, did I do that? Scarred me. But I think, and also, like, that movie gave me trust issues. Like, I'm always thinking, like, who is the scar in my life? Like, who is it? You know, I'm always paranoid now. I'm like, I can't have a scar in my life. So I'm always like, I'm always looking out. I'm very cautious of who I'm around now, just because of The Lion King. It taught me a lot. No, oh my goodness, Hakuna Matata was my favorite song for like the first 10 years of my life.
What did you think of the remake, just out of interest?
I loved the remake just because Donald Glover and Beyonce sang that one song together. I forgot what it was called, but that duet was absolutely amazing. And honestly, of course, the live action movie didn't live up to the cartoon, but the fact that I got to see a live action perspective of what I loved as a child was really, really cool to see. And I enjoyed both very much. Obviously, if I have to choose between the original and the live action, I'm going to choose the original. But I was very happy with the remake as well.
Yeah, and it was so funny. I love Seth Rogen and Billy.
Yes, Seth Rogen is so good.
Yeah. So just quickly moving on to Nickelodeon. I mean, what was it like guest starring in a Nickelodeon series? It's a pretty iconic channel, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think it was honestly really good for me, though. That was one of my first projects I've ever done. I played as Jim in Mickey, Ricky, Dicky, and Dawn. And my sisters loved that show. So being on it was an eye-opener for them, I think. And I was really happy that they got to see me on TV on a show that they enjoyed. But I think that was one of my first projects I worked on where I actually worked in a studio. I'd never worked on a studio before that. And it was a huge, huge eye-opener for me. Yeah. To understand how the business works when working on set in a studio. Usually I'd always film on location, but it was a really new experience and it was different and it was fun. And I'm glad I got to do it because it helped me adjust. And then I felt more comfortable in environments and filming such as Raven's Home, where it was another studio set where I had to kind of learn to get around. And it was honestly really good for me.
Definitely. I mean, we're currently in a bit of a funny sort of lockdown period. Are there any particular films or TV shows you've been watching at the moment?
Yeah. Justin Roiland, the creator of Rick and Morty, he released this Hulu show called Solar Opposites.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been watching that, and it is so funny. It's so funny. They pretty much, the concept is they take everyday human problems and they put it in the hands of aliens. And the aliens have all this crazy technology, so they go to the most absurd extents to solve our simple human problems. And you know, it's kind of funny because we get to see it puts a perspective of how some of our problems are just so ridiculous. And it's really fun to watch. And on Amazon Prime, one of my favorite actors, Logan Lerman, he was just featured in a show called Hunters, and that is a show about the after effects of World War II. And there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens. I don't even want to talk about the storyline because I just want people to see it. And that was definitely my favorite show of Amazon Prime that's been released so far. And it is so good. Logan Lerman was amazing. Definitely one of my favorite actors.
Definitely. And I mean, Al Pacino as well was fantastic.
Yes. Yes, of course. Al Pacino. It was, he was so good. He was so good. Yeah. Amazing show.
Definitely. And I'm just going back to the Rick and Morty's spin-off. What did you think of that? There was an episode, I think it was called the Behind the Wall or something. I can't remember what it was called, but it was literally all about the tiny people.
Yes. And like how their government was collapsing and how the people were rebelling and overthrowing Behind the Wall. That was so clever. Like, how did they come up with this stuff?
It was crazy, wasn't it?
That was one of my, those last two episodes were my favorite episodes of the whole show. There's no way there's not going to be a second series. The show is too good. There's no way. There has to be.
So just a last question. Is there anything else you're working on at the moment or you'd like to quickly talk about at all?
Nothing that I can talk about. There's some future things hopefully coming up soon. And I hope you guys stick with me for this awesome ride of my future, and I hope that I can show you guys more of what to come.
Right, well, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Of course, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so Hulk topic time. So I see you guys on Twitter. Because we're reviewing Umbrella Academy Season 2, we'd like to know your favourite superhero TV shows. So, Chris, off the fly, what are your favourite superhero TV shows? Or do you want me to tell you mine, and then you can copy them?
No, I reckon probably Umbrella Academy. And The Boys. A bit more high concept, a bit more interesting. You know?
I feel like you're missing out on your favourite one, perhaps.
Probably am, tell me.
Legion?
Yeah, that's a
And mine.
and mine. And mine. Ask me, ask me.
I have, it's so difficult for me because I think I do obviously watch more than you of these superhero shows. I love Daredevil. That is fantastic.
Daredevil's right? good, yeah.
The corridor scenes, you can't top those. I think they're great.
Very well choreographed.
Punisher was really good as well. Yes, that was fantastic. Obviously, The Boys, that was great. Mm-hmm. Just so funny. It's just such a satire on it as well, which is great. Watchmen, I really enjoyed. I thought that was really good. What did you...
Yeah, Watchmen's really good. Yeah, that got on the list.
I'm sorry, what was that? A DC show you liked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many. You count them on one hand.
But other than that, Umbrella Academy and Legion and Doom Patrol, I would say, are probably above me. But I don't know, I feel like Daredevil is quite... But then Legion's just so sort of out there. I feel like it really pushed the boundaries for that kind of genre.
Yeah, a bit more kind of...
And Dan Stevens was so good. And Aubrey Plaza. Anyway, that's enough about fangirling over TV shows.
That's enough about us.
So, to Twitter. So, Nerd Chatting said, okay, a few standouts that have been released already and ones that's coming soon. Already released of season one of Umbrella Academy. Watchmen was incredible. Season one of Netflix Daredevil and Jessica Jones. Oh, Jessica Jones was good too. Spider-Man the Animated Series 1994. How did I forget this? Obviously that and X-Men. Bam, bam. Yeah, they were really good. And I'd like to throw in The Boys because it was great. Touché. However, coming soon, the Invincible Animated Series on Amazon Prime will blow them all out of the water. Wait and see. It will be extraordinary. We should have known. We should have known this was coming. But I've been there. I've shared the journey with you. I understand.
I think I'll enjoy it more in TV format.
Yeah.
I think
it's quite a journey to get to. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Should be good.
And next up we've got Jack and the Geeks Talk. Oh, Alexa, talking to you again. Rude. They said, oh, tough one. Can I say all of them? I think both The Boys and Umbrella Academy are fantastic, but still fairly new to be able to call them my favourite. Watchmen was incredible, but a one-off, so hard to put that at the top. Fair. In terms of favourite over time, I'm going to go with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., if that's allowed. Why wouldn't that be allowed?
It's allowed.
Huh? Coulson is the best.
Everything's allowed. Everything is permitted.
Yeah. Oh, Daredevil. Yep, I can definitely get behind Daredevil. Bring it back. Why can't Disney Plus just take them, right?
Just take them.
Thank you, Jack and the Geekstock. Next up we got I Am Jack's Musings. I Am Jack's Musings, who said, one stands, brackets, blue, head and shoulders above the rest. It was truly phenomenal. And they've put a gif of Jeremy Irons as how do you say that?
Ozymandias?
Yes. Yeah,
Ozymandias.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay.
In Watchmen, the TV show.
Yes. Okay, that's very good. Yeah. Send me on my list, okay?
Okay. Next we've got Jim Bob Squarepants at Vintage GT. He said, Titans, The Boys and Watchmen. All superb. Doom Patrol is pretty good. Haven't seen Umbrella Academy yet. And this will make you happy. The CW shows are all garbage to me.
Garbage. Yes. Approved.
You have a fellow friend.
Approve that comment.
Yes. Thank you very much, Jim Bob. I feel like Chris has been heard now, so he'll be happy.
I can't imagine it's that uncommon to have this.
Probably not. No, that's true. Okay, next up we got Geico at Get Your Comic Con. He said, okay, so in no particular order, because they're all awesome, Batman the Animated Series, Titans, Doom Patrol, X-Men the Animated Series, yeah! Spider-Man the Animated Series, yeah! 60s Batman, Watchmen, The Boys, Young Justice, I could go on.
Everything.
I feel you there. We spent far too much time watching these shows. So thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you.
Next up we've got Ben Jones at Gambit896. He said, Daredevil, The Punisher, Arrow. Ooh. Now
that was you that did that.
I know. Don't get me wrong, I do love Arrow dearly, and I know it started everything, but you go from Daredevil and The Punisher to Arrow.
I'm not even getting involved. It's, you know.
I think for me, season 2 and 5, I think, are the best. Is it 5? I feel like Neil is going to be shouting at me now.
Something happened with the lady and like everyone got really annoyed and... Didn't they change the name of the subreddit or something on Reddit?
Oh, they changed it to Daredevil, didn't they? At one point.
That's funny.
The bit with Slade and Prometheus, they were my favourite seasons, and I think they'll be able to top that because they were really good. So, yes. Thank you very
good
much.
Good recovery there, Nicola.
Sorry. I will bow out now. Marcus at the Marco Guy said, Doom Patrol. Oh, yes. You know the fellow Doom Patrol. It's been on a few.
Doom Patroller. Yeah. I didn't watch much of it, to be fair. I didn't give him much of a chance. But it was very crazy off the bat. And I was like,
and then it got really good later on.
Okay, well. I'm probably not going to go back and watch it now. Sorry.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Marcus. Next, we've got TV Podcast Industries, at TV Pod Industries, who said, ooh, way too difficult to choose one superhero TV show. Watchmen is one of the
Nobody
best.
Nobody else has, so yeah, don't that's worry true. About it.
Oh, sassy pants there, Chris. All right.
Co-pilot Chelsea Pants.
Connor, reporting for duty. Umbrella Academy is great fun. The Boys is a breath of fresh air. The 5 Defenders shows were a great example of Marvel for adults, so basically all of them, apart from the CW smiley face.
Oh, snap.
Interesting. I never knew there were so many of you.
We're growing. Yeah. We're multiplying.
Paul_thepoolbox at Paul_thepoolbox. That's quite hard to say. Pick up a penguin. Got a nod to a very short... No, sorry. Get a nod to a very short-lived piece of 80s gold, Misfits of the Science. I've not heard of this.
Misfits of the Science, interesting. Mm. I don't know that one.
Intriguing. Mm. And the I Am Jack's Musing said, ooh, this is one that set my attention. That's two. No. I've also wanted to see this, but I've never been able to source it. No Heroics. Never heard of that one either.
No.
Oh dear. I'm letting the side down. So next up, we've got Ben from X-Geeks at X-Geeks, who said, first of all, does it have to be live action? Does it have to be recent? Is there a set number you can list?
question.
No. No constraints whatsoever. List as many as you like. And, drumroll please, Batman the Animated Series. Watchmen. Sorry. Batman the Animated Series. Watchmen. Arrow. Daredevil. Constantine. Batman. You liked Constantine, didn't you?
I did. The film is much better. But I enjoyed the show. But it didn't last. Like, why did they get rid of it?
I mean, it's on Legends now.
Yeah, but...
But it's Shadow of His Former Glory. Yeah. I don't know. I like Legends. Batman Beyond, Young Justice, X-Men the Animated Series, Doom Patrol, and Gotham.
Mm.
Nice wide variety of Marvel and...
Yeah.
DC there.
Indeed.
Next up, we got Earth9 at Earth9DC, who said, this is like asking a parent to pick between their kids. Sorry. Sorry, Rob. But I think I have a top 5. So Arrow, Umbrella Academy, Doom Patrol, The Boys, Titans. Brackets, and a special mention to Krypton, because I'm still upset it got cancelled. Owen Watchman was practically flawless.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan at Dark Knight A179 said, I forgot about Titans. It's really hard to choose sometimes. Yes, agreed. Thank you very much there, Rob. Next up, we got Jump Cut Online at Jump_Cut_Online. He put a GIF of Daredevil. Yeah. That's like prime superhero TV. I'm sorry. Next up, we got Derek McNeil at Scoofoosh. That's how I'm going to say it.
I don't know.
I'm running out of throat here now, so...
Running out of throat.
Yes. While there are many good superhero shows right now, Doom Patrol is my favourite by far. Another one for Doom Patrol. Next up, we've got Lauren Jade Jones at Lauren Jade Joan 1, who said Arrow, The Flash, Titans, and Smallville. Oh, Smallville, Chris, your favourite.
I mean, I did watch a lot of it.
You watched most of it, right?
I watched, like, 5 seasons of it.
Yeah. And next up, we got Alan at Dark Knight A179, who said, not sure if these all quite fit superhero, but definitely all comic book. So we got Watchmen, Arrow, The Flash, and Pennyworth. Oh, I didn't actually watch that much Pennyworth. I should maybe give it a bit more of a go. But, yeah, the rest, acceptable.
Acceptable, is that it?
No, I'm joking. I do like them all. I'm a sucker. And last but not least, Dario Blue at Dario2739, he said, living season 2 of the Umbrella Academy. Doom Patrol was fantastic and The Boys was okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I'm a little bit worried about that scene they showed us.
Oh, the whale. I did not like that.
I don't really like that.
It's just because it was animal, though, wasn't
it? Yeah. If it was a person, I'd be okay with it. It's not bad.
It's not funny. It's like if it's anything to do with dogs or cats, you're like, no, how could you?
Nuke all the people. But if the dog dies,
I know, exactly. Yeah. I am out of here. Right, well, thank you everyone for getting involved on Twitter. We do love reading your comments, so please do send us these. Keep coming.
Keep these coming.
Keep these coming. Yep. Okay. Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Really hope you enjoyed this episode. We're again sorry that it's been so long. We need to start getting back into our 2 weeks routine, Christopher. I'm looking at you.
Fine.
Let us know what you guys think.
We'll be like a magazine, you know, monthly.
Monthly issue.
Yeah. What issue is this? It'll have to be. They always do it like in the future, don't they? This is the December issue. Anyway, please continue.
Okay. So we're not entirely sure, obviously, what we're going to be talking about in next... I was going to say next year's episode. You're like, monthly? No, we'll push it to yearly. That's fine. I could do that.
We'll make it 2 hours.
Maybe. So obviously got Project Power to talk about. There may be Tenet to talk about, possibly.
Okay.
I'm going to go and watch Inception.
Inception Mall.
Because that's coming out again. I think it's like the 10th anniversary or something crazy. So yeah, there's a couple of options. We'll see. We'll see how we're feeling.
Okay. Yes, okay.
So yeah, what can I say? If you want to get in touch with us, if you want to take part in Hulk topics or tell us you want to hear more of us, which would be quite nice, but Chris is staring at me now like, no, monthly, damn it. How do they go about contacting us?
Oh, we're most active on Twitter. You can meet Nicola there. In real life person, not really. No. But
you can if you want to.
Yes, Twitter, we have a HomePod/and everything. You know the @.
Mm-hmm.
And
Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Not really doing YouTube. Might get the reviews on there at some point.
Maybe.
Yeah, those things. Also, Nicola does a lot of writings, reviews and such like on her fantastic blog. She is a tomato meter.
tomato meter.
She is a tomato. What did you call yourself?
A rotten tomato.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, yes. So there's that.
Okay,
well,
that's it. We have a hulk.co.uk. If you want to review these and reviews, the interviews are on there as well, and the podcast. So do go check that out if you're feeling nice.
Delirium has set in.
It has. So yes. We're going to leave this there because otherwise
it's going to get weird. More weird.
Well, they like Doom Patrol, so, you know. Once again, a big thank you for listening and making it this far. Really hope you did enjoy this episode. Go and check out The Secret Society of Second Born Royals on Disney Plus in September. And we hope to see you next time. Bye. Bye.